Blog Talk Radio.
Michelle worked as a firefighter and a paramedic, and the two shared an interest in emergency medicine.
Right.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
Oh boy, I gotta change that music. What's up, everybody? It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com, on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. You know, I'm not sure what happened. Facebook is not letting me broadcast my show from my old Facebook page anymore. For some reason, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but Facebook is not letting me broadcast my show from the Ron Kelly page. So from now, I want to have to broadcast it from the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. What's up, everybody? How are you doing? Getting closer and closer to Christmas. I think we got about 2 weeks left. So if you haven't finished your shopping, you better get out there and figure out who's been naughty and who's been nice. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. .com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. And you can just scoot on over to the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page, the Ron Kelly Show. Tell somebody else the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. I'm looking to talk to Anthony Pappas in a few minutes. We'll see if he calls in or not. But yeah, just get at me. Just let everybody know. I think I posted it on Facebook to let everyone know that you can check out the Ron Kelly Show on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page, not the Ron Kelly page, the one that I normally do. Anyway, glad to have you here. Glad to have you folks here. Glad to have you in here. Had a little snow scare today. Wasn't a big deal. Everybody was a little nervous and whatnot. But as usual, well, not as usual, but suffice it to say, nothing happened. Anyway, we'll talk to Anthony Pappas as soon as he calls into the program. I'll keep monitoring the board. Let's see if he calls in or not. But the story of the gambling nuns is, the story of the gambling nuns is swept the country. And even the sports talk radio shows and everybody who does any type of radio are talking about the gambling nuns. Sister Mary Margaret Krupper and Sister Lana Chang retired early this year from their jobs as principal and vice principal of the St. James Catholic School in Torrance, California. And that's when the church stumbled upon what officials describe as a long con. Now, over the course of a decade, the sisters embezzled what they say is a substantial amount of money from the school. Monsignor Michael Myers is the pastor of St. James Catholic Church. And he said in a letter to Bristol's last month that the Sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet said they had confessed to the misappropriation of funds. So Sister Mary Margaret Krupa, who was the principal, and Sister Lana Chang was the vice principal of St. Mary's, St. James Catholic School, copped a plea and admitted that they stole money from the church. Now, at a meeting with parents last week, the Monsignor Myers estimated the amount of stolen money to be about $500,000. And one church official said it was believed that they had spent at least part of that on gambling and trips to casinos. You know, I can say that this has been shocking for everyone. The spokeswoman for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles said, but what's so shocking about this? You know, shout out to Albert Vega. What's up, Albert? Love you, my brother. So what's so shocking about the two nuns, Sister Mary Margaret Krupper and Sister Lana Chang, who were the principal and vice principal, respectively, of the St. James Catholic School in Torrance, California? Now, what's so surprising about this? What is so surprising about this? See, here in America, we have a habit of putting people, putting things past people. This is something that we do here in the United States of America. Now, Sister Mary Margaret, who was a principal, was a pillar of the community, so they thought, who spent 29 years as the principal of St. James Catholic School. Sister Lanner, her 67-year-old accomplice, worked there for 20 years as an administrator and eighth grade teacher. Now, both of them declined to be interviewed according to the religious order, which said in a statement that it would reimburse the school. Now, so the new principal and the Monsignor did not respond to messages. So they're going to get off. All is forgiven, I suppose. Church officials, according to Sergeant Harris of the Torrance Police Department, the church officials weren't desirous of an investigation and weren't desirous to press charges. So the two nuns will be getting off scot-free. And, well, I don't want to say scot-free. I mean, they got to answer something sooner or later. But, so once the principal and vice principal left the school, the two nuns, that's when they tried to do an inventory or to check the books, in other words. And that's when they found out that Sister Mary Margaret and Sister Lana Chang had stolen $500,000 from school and were going on gambling sprees. So again, what's so surprising about this? What is so surprising about this? There's absolutely nothing surprising about this. You know why? Because we've had bishops and heads of archdioceses who have swept child abuse under the rug. They've swept child abuse under the rug. They've swept pedophilia priests. Pedophile priests have been shuffled around from parish to parish, not ever facing any criminal charges. And hundreds of kids, and even in Pennsylvania or Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, matter of fact, not Philadelphia, but in Pennsylvania, where they were hundreds of kids who were abused by these pedophile priests, and they were shifted around because the archdiocese did not want anyone to know that these men, these pedophiles, were harming children. You know, and it's weird because there's not one case that I've even heard of any of these priests. And not that I'm advocating for them to be to mess around with girls, but it was all boys. It was all boys. I can't recall a situation where there was a girl involved. They were all boys. So what's up with that? You know. So I'm not surprised at all with these two nuns. I don't put anything past anybody. I'm not surprised at all these two nuns stole $500,000 from the school and gambled with some of the money. And they are being forgiven by the church hierarchy, and the archdiocese is going to refund the money to the school. So I guess all is well. I guess you have to be a nun in order to get away with something. But yeah. So nothing happens. The two nuns will continue their retirement. I wonder if they have any money left over. I wonder if they used any money, if they socked any of that money away for their retirement, since two women, Sister Mary Margaret is 77, Sister Lana is 67, so they both retired from the archdiocese. I wonder if they saved any of that money for the shout out to Sharon Ellen Chambers. Love you, Sharon. I can go anywhere. I know Sharon will be right there. Thank you, Sharon. Love you, my sister. So I wonder what happened to the money the two nuns stole. You know, and this is a major... Again, when I started the show, everybody was talking about this. You know, even in sports radio shows, I listen to sports radio, the avid Dallas Cowboy fan, and most, in many of the sports radio, everyone was talking about these two nuns like it was some, you know, oh, wow, two nuns, like it was some big deal. And, you know, actually it wasn't. Yeah, because just because you put it wearing a collar, we saw what happened with the pedophile priest. Or if you're wearing that nun's habit, it doesn't make you, place you beyond reproach. You know what I'm saying? So it's a big deal, it's not a big deal, because look, there's so many other things happening in the Catholic Church here in the United States of America that I'm not surprised at all what's happening. All right, I was looking to talk to Anthony Pappas. Anthony Pappas is a family and child advocate. I haven't heard from him. I'm not sure what happened with him. I'll check my messages and see if there's a problem. But I don't see anything in regards to him. All right, so it's just about 13 minutes past the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. You know what time it is. And it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. We will, whether Anthony Pappas calls into the program or not, we will talk about Jasmine Headley and the sickening video that we saw of the heinous New York City police officers yanking on this child like, you know, a one-year-old boy, as if it was a stuffed animal, you know. And I'm wondering, I haven't heard anything yet. I have been monitoring this very closely, Ron Kelly Show, and I haven't heard anything about this child being injured. Child looks fine from all the pictures that I've seen. But yeah, the girl's laying on the floor and the police are yanking the child like, you know, like that was so important to take the child away. You know, and it reminds me, it doesn't remind me, I haven't witnessed it personally, but it's like something out of the Holocaust, you know, where a child is being dragged from his mother's arms before she's hauled off to the oven, or a pre-emancipation proclamation, like a mother, a slave mother who just gave birth and the baby's been sold to another slave owner down the road. And, you know, and just to see the baby, I mean, it just reminds you of the most heinous times in America, where this young girl can have the baby ripped out of her arms. Just disgusting. Just absolutely disgusting. Now, Jasmine Headley did wind up going to jail, Rikers Island. And then she had to appear in the courtroom in New Jersey because she did have an outstanding warrant for fraud, credit card fraud in Mercer County. She did go down there. She was released from Rikers Island on Tuesday night. And she had been in jail since her controversial arrest last Friday at the SNAP Center in Borum Hill. She says she's just happy to be free and she just needs to see her child, which is understandable. So the mother says this never should have happened, blah, 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 blah. Now, after the arrest, she was held on a warrant from an unrelated credit card fraud case in New Jersey. On Wednesday, she was ordered to pay, which was yesterday, she was ordered to pay $1,000 fine and complete some community service in that case. The Brooklyn District Attorney has dropped all charges against Headley and the city's Human Resources Administration. City's Human Resources Administration's commissioner has apologized for the incident. Headley's mother told CBS the family is considering filing a lawsuit. Newsflash, of course they're going to file a lawsuit. I mean, what else is going to happen? You know, just horrible. Just terrible. What happened with this young girl who was... The baby was pulled and yanked. I mean, it was sickening. It was sickening to see. I mean, this is 1 year old child, and you can't. I can't imagine these officers. I mean, you know, and there was a couple of sisters in there, police officers, women, who were just right in on it. You know, we kind of expect African American police officers to intervene no matter what person is being abused or whoever's rights are being violated, but especially, you know, if you're a black police officer, you should want to intervene when you see one of your people being rights being violated by the police, you know, as a black police officer. These two black women who may have had children, who knows, but even if you didn't, why would you join in on the yanking and yank this young child who was only 1 year old? You know, 17 minutes past the hour. So everybody hasn't followed, you know, so those of you who, I think I did see the video pop up on Facebook Live, because Facebook Live will not allow me to do it with my old Ron Kelly my personal Facebook page. It will only allow me to do it on this page. So I guess what they're doing is they're probably trying to cut down on the videos, because there's a lot of them. there's a lot of videos that people are posting, and they're probably trying to cut down on the Facebook Live where it's not a business type page, because I still, you know, let me see, if I log on Facebook, right, it will not allow you to post video. It will not allow you even do Facebook Live unless you're a business page. So that's cool. You know, that's cool, because there's a lot of people who are posting videos that, you know, yikes. I just noticed this just now. Anyway, it's 20 minutes past the hour. We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly V. LLC.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Take a little shortbread, daddy not bought. How many treats? Snickerdoodle shortbread, touch nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Bunny McKnight. I believe he's wishing his mother happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mrs. McKnight. And thank you, my brother, for your continued support of the Ron Kelly Show. All right, it's about 21 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. And you know what time it is every Thursday. It's the Ron Kelly Show. So tonight is the last football night. So tonight is the last football night for Thursday Night Football. Thursday Night Football, it's the last game, and it's been a good game. The San Diego Chargers in the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'll be checking that out. I'll be dashing out the door as soon as this radio program is over. All right, yeah, so we're talking about, I talked a little bit about Jasmine Headley. You know, these things just get more and more outrageous, you know. And I know there are folks who are going to say, oh, Ron, the race baiter and the race hater and all of this stuff, you know. But you know, we have to, I know there's somebody who's doing petitions, and petitions are a piece of paper. And petitions, and not to be critical of this person, but petitions is a piece of paper. It's not going to make a bit of difference. Who are you going to give them to? Trump? Who are you going to give the petitions to once they're all collected? There's nobody to give them to. know, this is a nationwide problem that we're having here. This is, you know, this is not, you can't lay this at the feet of Trump, even though some of his, thank you, my brother, mad love for you. Is we can't lay this at the feet of Trump, like what's going on in America. I mean, yeah, he has exacerbated it to a degree. He has aggravated it to a degree, promoted it, whatever, behind the scenes. But we can't lay this at the feet of Trump. So if we collect 20 million signatures, who are we going to give them to? You know, who are we going to give the signatures to? There's nobody to give them to, because this is a nationwide problem. You know, you can't lay this at the feet of Trump. You just can't. You can't lay this at the feet of Donald Trump. All right, it's 23 minutes past the hour, everybody. It's Ron Kelly's show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. You can check out any Ron Kelly show from the past if you blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. That's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. And if you call in, well, I don't know if he's using the right number. Okay, Anthony Pappas is trying to call in. I'm having a little difficulty with him. She should be able to call in. I'm not sure what's going on, but that's radio, I guess. All right, we'll wait and we'll see. We'll stay on this page right here. We'll see if he calls. Because when he does call, we're going to talk about more about Jasmine Headley's situation. The baby who was yanked around like a... I've seen stuffed animals get treated better than that kid. And will the kid remember? Will the kid remember what happened? You know, will it remember? You know, is another question. But in any case, she was released from prison. You know, and shout out to Brooklyn Borough President, or the Brooklyn Borough President, former police officer, Eric Adams, for taking the New York City Police Department to task. I respect this man. Brooklyn District Attorney, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams for stepping up for Jasmine Headley and taking the police department to task. Now, I don't know if this is because he's no longer a police officer, because it's very, very hard to get a police officer to criticize another one. Even when he's dead, bang, guilty, and wrong, it's still hard to get a police officer to come out against another one. But shout out to Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams for stepping up to the plate and speaking out for Jasmine Headley. I believe we have child and family advocate Anthony Pappas on the line. Do we? Hello, Anthony.
Yes, good evening. This is Anthony Pappas.
How you doing, Anthony? You speak up a little bit, please, so my audience can hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes. That's much better. You would have called at 8 o'clock. The show would have been over. Nobody really would have answered you. But it's 7 to 8. But thank you for calling, everybody. We have a family and child advocate, Anthony Pappas, PAPPAS, is on the line on the Ron Kelly Show call in line. And we're going to talk a little bit about this Jasmine Headley situation that really kind of, you know, just when you think you've seen the most outrageous nonsense, here comes something else. So let me ask you, Anthony, when you saw it for the first time, I mean, how did it land for you? I mean, what did you think? What went through your head when you first saw this video, this poor kid being yanked around like a rag doll?
Well, naturally, I thought it was outrageous, like most people thought. Police were overreacting. Jasmine wasn't threatening anybody. She was there with her one-year-old son, and there was no reason to behave in that fashion.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. I thought it was just. It's just sad, you know. It's just sad. It's just sad the way it went down. The way they were yanking that kid. And, you know, I made a point earlier that there were some female police officers there. And they had no compassion whatsoever for this baby being yanked around, for this mother being on the floor. And there was just no compassion, so it seemed, whatsoever. And I found that even more reprehensible than the actual act. That there was no, but the women at least, there was no type of compassion for this girl and what was happening to her.
Right. Fortunately, you know, the public, when they saw the video, they reacted properly and, you know, they put pressure on elected officials and others to investigate the situation and to deal with it effectively and, you know, take care of the, you know, separation.
Okay. Now, Anthony. No, go ahead.
You know, the contrast I would make is, you know, as an advocate for children and families, I would, you know, make the contrast that, you know, children are separated from a loving mother or a father by the family courts all the time. Sometimes the parent can't see their children for years and can't even talk to them on the phone. And there is no outrage about that because somehow the judges do it. And the judges are people that don't make any mistakes and nobody wants to hold them accountable. So what kind of system of government do we have when, you know, the judges are like above the law and no one can hold them accountable? And, you know, the other comparison is, you know, what happens on the Mexican border when, you know, people try to cross the border. There was a time when the children and the parents were separated. There was outrage about that. And the, you know, Trump administration corrected the policy and stopped doing that. But for the family court system, the situation there still continues. The news about the policy is suppressed and not brought out. And many times the parents commit suicide and no one investigates, you know, what happens. And, you know, no one proposes any remedies. So that's the point I would make. The legal system is not working properly, and all the citizens need to, you know, mobilize and bring about change because the legal system is functioning like a judicial dictatorship.
So the family legal system reform, is that an advocacy group that you, something that you created?
No, there are. I'm part of it, but there are many separate groups that are pointing to this issue. There's the you know, Family Civil Liberties Union. There's a group called you know, Judicial Accountability Movement. There's another one called you know, Punished for Protecting. There's a Family Forward Project. You know, all these groups, you know, have a presence on the internet and on Facebook, but they haven't succeeded in bringing about reform yet. And again, the judiciary branch of the government should have checks and balances. You know, that's a basic constitutional principle, but somehow there aren't any effective checks and balances over the judiciary branch. And the other bad thing about it is the judges have conferred immunity upon themselves. So even if they do something, bizarre and abusive, you can't sue them and get the redress of grievances. And, this is one of the worst Supreme Court decisions of the 20th century. And here again, there's a total silence about it. Have you heard of the Supreme Court case, Stump versus Sparkman?
No, I haven't. If it's recent, no, I haven't. But let me ask you this,
no.
Anthony. Let me ask you this, Anthony. Now, you ran against Ms. Ocasio-Cortez in the last congressional in the midterms, the last midterms. Actually run against her, or were you just against her?
No, I was the Republican candidate in the 14th congressional district. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was, the candidate of the Democratic Party. I was the candidate of the Republican Party.
I consider myself an analyst, politically speaking, and I don't hear too many conservatives or Republicans advocating for children's rights. Now, is that because I just haven't heard it, or and it happens on a regular basis, or are you special?
I would say yes. I view it as something that should be a bipartisan issue. Everybody should advocate for checks and balances over the judiciary branch. It's a constitutional issue and a moral issue that we should deal fairly with parents and the children. But, in the civil courts, the judges have a wide discretion to do whatever they want. And getting, redress of grievances is, very difficult. And to go back to the comparison with the, separation of children at the Mexican border, suppose as a result of that separation, five or six parents had committed suicide because, they were separated from the children for 2 weeks or a month or 2 months, there would be total outrage. But this happens all the time across the United States. As I said, parents may not be able to see or speak to their children for 3 years or 4 years or 5 years, and there's total silence about it. So,
what do you say with Trump? But this was Trump's. I don't know. You can still be a conservative and not like Trump. I'm not sure how you feel about him, but that was his idea to separate the families at the border. So does that cut into your following of Mr. Trump? Because this was his idea to separate the families.
I agree, but. There was a pushback from, Republicans and Democrats and other citizens, and he modified the policy. And that's not in effect anymore. But why isn't there pushback against what the courts do? They have been doing this for years, and there seems to be, silence about it. Except for these, few advocacy groups, which haven't, made too much headway yet.
So how much of getting back to the Jasmine Headley situation? How much of that do you believe had to do with race, if any?
Well, it It's hard to say. I don't think there was anything deliberate about race that brought that on. There may be other situations where the race is a factor in terms of the police shoot a black person and they presume that the person is committing a crime or he had a gun or whatever. But in this situation, there was, as I said, Jasmine was not threatening anybody or really bothering anybody. It should have been handled differently. And there is a remedy where the authorities are investigating this. And again, they should do the same thing when, people commit suicide as a result of decisions in the family courts. You have a lot of people, they commit suicide. Mary Richardson Kennedy up in Westchester County, she hanged herself in the barn on the Wednesday after Mother's Day. She would have been the niece by marriage to President Kennedy and the daughter-in-law of Robert F. Kennedy. She was going through divorce. She had four children. Why is she hanging herself in the barn? No one investigates that to try to see if, the judge did something bizarre or abusive or whatever. And this happens all the time. You have veterans, from the armed forces. They get divorced as well. They put their lives in danger, trying to protect us and fight for, freedom and liberty. They come back home and there are divorce proceedings with the spouse, and veterans commit suicide, if the children are taken away, and there's no investigation here. And the Stump versus Sparkman case is really atrocious. What you had there is a judge ordered a tubal ligation on a 15-year-old girl. Tubal ligation is cutting off the fallopian tubes, which take the female eggs from the ovaries to the uterus for fertilization.
Why was that done? Why was that done?
Well, it was done because the mother asked the judge to do it. The mother did not have parenting skills. She went into court with some story that, my daughter isn't doing her homework and she's hanging out with older men. I think she should be sterilized. But the judge didn't follow due process. When the minor is the person in question, he should appoint an attorney to represent the minor. He should, hold a hearing to, see some evidence or, see the opposing viewpoints. He should give notice to the 15-year-old girl what's going to happen. Actually, he told her, go to the hospital to get your appendix removed. He didn't mention anything about a tubal ligation. The 15-year-old girl, listened to the judge and her mother. She went to the hospital. The surgeon did a tubal ligation. The girl married a few years later, tried to conceive, found out she had been permanently sterilized, and tried to sue the judge for this lack of due process and this, violation of human rights. And the case went up to the Supreme Court of the United States, And the Supreme Court, in a 5-3 decision, just proclaimed that, you know, judges can't be sued. They have immunity. And as I say, that's still binding a precedent. How come, you know, the entire political spectrum or the citizens aren't criticizing this decision? And there's, you know, like total silence about it.
But let me ask you, well, you know, there's a lot of advocates, many of the Republicans and many of the Republican congressmen and lawmakers have been quoted as saying that, you know, rape, even in the, they were against abortion, even in the, even in cases of rape. But let me ask you this now, if someone wants to get involved, there's a lot of people who listen to the Ron Kelly Show, so if someone wants to get involved with child advocacy and some of the things that you're getting involved in, tell my audience how they can do that.
All right. As I say, on Facebook, there are various advocacy groups, Family Civil Liberties Union, Family Forward the Project, Judicial Accountability Movement, Punished for Protecting. Try to connect with these groups, and you'll be, you know, connected to that group and other advocacy people, and hopefully we can bring about the reform, because, as I say, the judges should not be above the law, and they're the only group of officials that have this immunity that they conferred upon themselves.
What's next for you?
Excuse
me? What's next for you? You went ran for Congress. What's the next thing that Anthony Pappas is going to try to tackle?
Well, I'm going to try to advocate for reform in New York City. There'll be an election for public advocate. I'm going to try to bring this issue up to the various candidates for public advocate and see whether anyone will take it up. I will, try to bring it up within the Republican Party and other progressive groups, and as well as, send letters to members of Congress and, try to be on various programs to raise awareness about this issue.
Well, and congratulations is in order for a former New York City public advocate, Letitia James, who has moved on to be New York State Attorney General. So congratulations to her. Everybody, all right, it's Anthony Pappas, child and family advocate. I want to thank you for coming on to the Ron Kelly Show. And we'll talk to you soon, sir. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on the show. Let's try to continue this moral crusade to help children and families. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, sir. All right. Thank you. And I'll be in touch soon. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, everybody. That was Anthony Pappas. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back and wrap this thing up. 15 minutes left to the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show, .com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls, speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun, Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Thank you, AC. Al, AC Voiceovers. You can check him out. Guy's got a great voice, does a lot of good work for me. Thank you, brother. AC Voiceovers. I think that's what it says. You can look him out if you need something. And in regards to voice, his brother's the next. James L. Jones, you can check him out. Al Shaw, AC Voiceovers. All right, everybody, it's 13 minutes before the hour. And it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. It's going to take a little while for my Facebook Live folks to move over to the Ron Kelly Show. So everybody's going to jail around Mr. Trump. Everybody's going to jail. And I'm not worried. I didn't do anything wrong. He had a limited role. So when Paul Manafort, who was Trump's campaign chairperson, that was the top person. I mean, that's a tippity top of the Trump ladder, and he's supposed to be the chairperson, but he had a limited role. Now he's saying, that's what he said about he didn't work for me that long, he had a limited role. That's the first thing he says about Manafort. Shout out to Albert Vega, who says his ass is next. Yeah, so he says he had a limited role. That's what he said about Manafort. Then it's Michael Flynn, and then it's somebody else, and then it's somebody else, and then it's some George Papadopoulos, and then it's somebody else, and now it's Michael Cohen. And Michael Cohen was his right-hand man, his ace in the hole. He was his fixer, the one that fixed all his problems, the one who paid those women off so Melania wouldn't find out that her husband is a philanderer, a serial philanderer, which he absolutely is. And it's just unbelievable. And now he just kicks the man's back in, Michael Cohen now, sentenced to 3 years in prison. Michael Cohen was Trump's right-hand man. He just tosses him under the bus like he does everybody. I mean, who would want to be John Kelly, I believe, is no longer the chief of staff, the White House chief of staff. So who wants that job? I mean, who would want that job? Because any job you get from Trump, you're not going to have that long. I mean, I felt bad for the Attorney General Sessions. I felt bad for him. I really did, because Trump just wipes his behind with people like we use toilet paper. He uses people like toilet paper. So who would want to work for him? The only people that are safe is his daughter and her husband, and they may not be that safe. But yeah, so it's just unbelievable. And many folks are thinking that, that Trump might be next. There's a lot of folks who are thinking that he might be next. Now, the sitting president isn't going to be, one thing you got to understand about the United States of America is we sometimes write history. So just like Nixon wasn't arrested, didn't go to jail, because he never wanted in the American history. You never wanted in an American history book that the United States of America, the president of the United States of America, went to prison. Because Bill Clinton lied to Congress. Lied. Perjured himself. Didn't go to jail. He's supposed to go to jail for perjury. Didn't get impeached. And the president hasn't been impeached in 100 years. I mean, it has happened back in the day, but it hasn't happened lately. So you don't want American history you don't want an asterisk next to a president's name in American history, the president went to prison. So that's just not going to happen. But so Trump is everybody around him is going to jail. He's, no problem. I'm good. Everything's fine. It's just unbelievable in the obstruction of justice. When he talked about dangling pardons in front of people, I mean, that's obstruction of justice. That's obstruction of justice. Because you're letting people know that, on the sneak, that, hey, you know, if you don't say anything, I'll give you a pardon. There's a pardon waiting for you. So, of course, the person's not going to say anything. It's just like Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort is waiting, hoping that Trump gives him a pardon. He's hoping that he might get a pardon from Mr. Trump. Michael Flynn, I believe that they recommended that he not go to jail at the Justice Department. So Michael Flynn probably won't need Trump's help. Michael Cohen's got 3 years. So he just may need Trump's help. But it's just, you know, I'm getting a headache from this. This has been going on for a long time. And, you know, and I'll be glad when it's over. I'll be glad when this thing is over. Well, our weather down in North Carolina, man, snow. And you got to wonder about this climate change, what folks are saying about climate change. You know, you have to wonder, hey, Barbara, how you doing? Barbara Payton, my sister. Well, not my sister, but, you know. Anyway, yeah, my sister. That's my sister, Barbara Payton. So you got to wonder about the climate change. So, you know, North Carolina, 2 feet of snow and all this stuff. And I was planning on going down there. I'm glad I didn't go because I would have got stuck in that mess. But you got to wonder about the climate change. If climate change is really real, you know, you got to wonder about that. Is climate change really real? Is the air pollution affecting the ozone layer and affecting the weather conditions across this planet? You got to wonder about that. It's weird. You know, I saw 2012. I mean, I saw the movie, and it was crazy the way the world just disintegrated. It was crazy. So, you know, there were people who were actually waiting for something to happen on that date, you know, just before Obama left office. There were people who were waiting. But instead of the 2012, instead of the earth crumbling, we got Trump, which is worse than the earth crumbling. So now we have to deal with him. But yeah, so if you have to wonder about the climate changing, is the world really changing? Because you're getting snow in places that never got snow. You're getting, you know, all kinds of stuff going on. I mean, North Carolina, you know, Atlanta, I mean, places where it's ordinarily warm, you know, and they're getting feet of snow, not just snow, feet of snow. So you just have to wonder about that. So good for Jasmine Headley. We talked about that a little earlier with Anthony Pappas, who's a child and family advocate. Good for her that she was released from Rikers. The Brooklyn mother, Jasmine Headley, was released from the Rikers, and she had to go to court because she had a case in New Jersey where she. She had a case in New Jersey where she committed credit card fraud, and she did commit the fraud. So she got a $1,000 fine, and which she'll be able to pay after she sues the city of New York. $1,000 fine and community service. Doesn't say how much. And on the other thing that they were trying to arrest her for is a welfare office. The Brooklyn DA has dropped all charges. Once again, shout out to Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, who was a police officer. Who shout out to Barbara Payton, says, yeah, they're not equipped for this. That's right. That's right. So it's just sad. The way they were yanking that baby around, it was just sad. It was sad. The way they were yanking that kid around, one-year-old baby. I mean, they were yanking on the baby like, I thought the baby's arm was going to come off. They were yanking on that baby like they didn't give a damn about what happened to that baby. That was terrible. See, this stuff just keeps happening and keeps happening to our people, and we don't do anything about it. Nothing. And see, just when you thought you've seen it all, here comes this. And the next thing is going to be even worse. And the next thing is going to be even worse. And so there's going to be so much stuff going on. I mean, I can't see how they can. I've said on my radio show that I can't see how they can disrespect us anymore And boom, they disrespect us again. And nobody does nothing. We get on Facebook and we make a little Facebook comments and then go back to whatever it was we were doing. So there will be a lawsuit, I'm sure. If I was daddy of that kid, I definitely would be wanting to place a lawsuit against these people for what they did to that boy. Not necessarily concerned about her. But what they did to that boy was criminal. And there were black women officers in there yanking on the baby, too. And you would think that because they were black, they would say, well, this is a little black girl, or this is a little black baby, let's tone this down. I mean, you should do it for anybody whose rights are being violated, but especially your own people. You should have a little bit of affection, a little more energy to help your own people. And they didn't even do it. It's terrible. A couple of minutes before the show is over, shout out to the nuns. Shout out to Sister Mary Margaret Krupa and Sister Lana Chang, the two nuns who stole $500,000 from the Catholic school. Sister Mary Margaret was the principal. Sister Lana Chang was vice principal. And like Thelma and Louise, they stole $500,000. From the school, $500,000. The school has decided not to press charges against Sister Mary Margaret and Sister Lana Chang for stealing $500,000 from the St. James School in Torrance, California. So St. James Catholic School. So Sister Mary Margaret and Sister Lana Chang can continue their retirements. I wonder if they had a little money on the side. I would think that they probably saved some of that money for their retirement. So they got off. The Archdiocese of Los Angeles decided not to file charges against these two nuns. And I don't know why everybody's so surprised, because anybody is capable of anything at any time. So I don't know why everybody is so surprised. But shout out to Barbara Payton, says our own sometimes is the worst. That's right. You have many police officers who stand by and watch these things happen. They don't do anything about black police officers stand by. When these things come out, you see them on Facebook all the time. But then when something happens with a black person gets killed, unarmed black person gets slaughtered by the police. Oh, they like the turtle. They stick their head back in the shell. Anyways, about a minute left to the program, everybody. I want to thank so much for joining me. Those of you who did, thanks so much. I'll post during the week to let you know it's on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page, because I can't put it on my regular page anymore. All right, so we'll see you back here for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. Until then, everybody, take care of yourself. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that we may not have it all together, but you know what? Together, we can certainly have it all. These piece of paper is not going to help us. These petitions are not going to help us. We need to get out here and do like they used to do back in the day, because petitions are not going to help us. Petitions are a piece of paper, and who the hell are you going to give it to? All right, we'll see you back here next week, everybody. So until then, give somebody a hug. I'm out of here.